Good morning. I'm Nancy Williams, and today I'm going to talk to you again about honey. This is from Sue Hubbell's book, A Country Year, and Sue Hubbell is a beekeeper who lives in upstate New York. And this is about her collection of bees and what she does with them, and it's far more bees than I keep. I'm a beekeeper too, but Sue has hundreds of hives, and I have three. So I already think that collecting honey and bottling it is quite a big job. She's got it down to a science, and so I get asked a lot of questions about bees and gardens and honey in general, and is it hard, and should I do it? And here are some good answers about frequently asked questions in essay style about beekeeping and honey, which is the best part of it for us humans. She writes, "Every winter I promise myself that I will label an entire year's supply of honey jars, and every winter I don't. The job is a boring one, and I am clever about finding other work more important. I sell most of my honey in 1-pound jars. There are 24 of these to a case, and each one of them needs a label. I set up my label pasting machine on a table near the wood stove. The machine is so noisy that I can't listen to the radio, and although I don't mind because my public radio station has recently come down with a bad case of Dvorak, just thwip, thwip, thwip. The label machine doesn't have much interesting to say either. Thwip, thwip, thwip as the labels run through its rollers. Sitting there by the warm fire, pasting label after label neatly and precisely, makes me sleepy and dull. But I did get enough jars labeled for February sales trips, and now I am processing honey to fill them. When I extract the honey at summer's end, I store it all in 5-gallon, 60-pound buckets, stack them 4 high in the barn. By the way, we don't have that many of them, but that's how we extract it and store it, too. Those good plastic 60-pound buckets. This honey has never been heated, and so it has crystallized. I wish I could sell it that way because the flavor then is at its best, and the thick, crystallized honey spreads nicely on warm toast without running down your elbow the way liquefied honey does. But the buyers at stores tell me that their customers think something is wrong with honey when it's crystallized, so I have to melt it down and heat it before I can sell it. I put 10 of those 60-pound buckets into a hot box, which melts the honey so it can flow out of the buckets and into a pump, which pumps it up into an overhead controlled heating unit. This heats it enough to break down the honey crystals, but does not hurt the flavor. The honey flows from the heater down into a storage tank, where I let it stand to allow the air bubbles to rise out before I bottle it. Processing each batch of 600 pounds of honey takes 1 day. The bees made the honey from flower nectar. Bees forage as far as 2 miles away from their hives, and they find many different flowers. But in the Ozarks, their best sources are blackberries, wild sweet clover, persimmons, water willow, wild mint, and wild fruit trees, mainly plum, cherry, and peach. The nectar of the flowers is 80% or more water, and the sugars in the nectar are complex. To make honey, the bees have to evaporate the water and break down the sugars from complex to simple. When they gather the nectar, they suck it up through their long tongues and store it in a sac called a honey stomach. When this is full, they fly back to their hives and transfer the nectar to the young house bees, who spread it drop by drop throughout the hive in the honeycombs. In the process of collecting the nectar, storing it in their bodies, and transferring it to the house bees, the bees have added enzymes to the nectar, which break down the complex sugars into simple ones, chiefly dextrose, levulose, and sucrose. The water in the nectar evaporates slowly from the droplets spread out through the hive, but the bees speed up the process by fanning with their wings, setting up currents of air from the hive entrance at the bottom to ventilation holes at the top. On hot summer nights, I like to walk out to the beehives in back by the woodlot. At night, all 60,000 bees are at home in each hive. Most of them are fanning, and I can hear the hum of their wings long before I get to them. The air currents from the fanning of all those wings are so strong that when I stand in front of the hives in the dark, I can feel a draft swirling around my ankles. When most of the water is removed from the nectar, the bees cap each cell of finished honey with snowy white wax secreted in flakes from their own bodies. This finished honey has a very low moisture content, 16% or so, drier than the air. This makes honey hygroscopic. It can pull moisture from the atmosphere. That is why I have to store it in tightly sealed containers once it's extracted. It is also the reason why baked goods made with honey stay moist and don't dry out the way they do when sugar is used. When I harvest the honey and extract it at summer's end, I only take honey from combs that have been completely sealed with beeswax, honey that I know is ripe and will be flavorful. The uncapped honey, green and unfinished, will be thin and off-flavored, and I give it back to the bees. Last year, when I harvested 33,000 pounds of honey, at least 3,000 pounds of it was too green to extract, and so I returned it to the bees. I am fussier about this than some bigger commercial beekeepers, but since I can't compete with them in price, I try to produce very good honey instead. In another week, I'll have 6,000 pounds of honey processed and bottled. Then I'll load up the truck with part of it and head out on the interstate again to peddle honey and sleep in truck stops. Again, that is Sue Hubble and A Country Year, Living the Questions. Be well, and I will see you next time.